The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Looking for strategies to help you protect your portfolio in these uncertain times? Visit robblack.com. robblack.com, powered by EP Wealth.
Yesterday, we looked into the mirror. We looked into the darkness. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again because a vision softly creeping left its seed while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sounds of silence. Yesterday was a rough day. It looked like Meta was going to be the unwinder of AI. Then we learned a big lesson. Meta is going to be a big player in AI, but they're not an enterprise company. You got to categorize your companies, okay? Companies that sell to consumers, companies that sell to enterprises. NVIDIA sells to both. They're semiconductors. The consumer AI is not ready for prime time, i.e. the consumer spending in AI. And then Microsoft and Google came out last night and said, turn the lights back on. No longer a rough day that we could remember from yesterday. Today's a very nice day. Today's a very pleasant day. Very interesting to see how that plays out. In large part, Google reported $80 billion in revenue, up 15% year over year. That's a great number. Income of $25 billion, up 32% year over year. Again, that's a great number. And they announced what I wanted them to announce, a dividend. It's not a lot. It's 20 cents per share. But it's dividend. I will be earmarking my Google shares, my Alphabet shares, to reinvest that dividend probably until I get to my 60s or 70s. I'm actually pretty good with that. Microsoft came out and said the enterprise business relationship created revenue that's up 17%, operating income up 23%, $27.6 billion in profits. Not bad. Not bad at all. Office commercial products up 13%. Office consumer products up 4%. See the consumer versus the business? What we learned yesterday was that Meta's not ready to start monetizing their AI. They're still building it. And because Microsoft and Amazon have cloud businesses, Amazon Web Services in Azure, they've already started pulling the revenue in for clients, as well as signing up new clients to use their web services. Pretty interesting that yesterday is long forgotten. Now, there's still a kind of big truth out there. The soft landing is starting to look a little rocky. It's not going to be a pillow soft landing in any way, shape, or form. GDP increased at an annualized rate of 1.6%, far below expectations of 2.4%. So the first quarter, the economy put the brakes on. Not to the point of crashing or stopping, but I want to see GDP between 2 and 4%. 4% is too hot, 2% is too slow, 1.6% is way too slow. People are going to start falling behind on their mortgages, their car payments, their credit cards, even further. So that's not great news. We're not going to get the Federal Reserve to the rescue. It's not going to happen. Two rate cuts, maybe. Now, again, if the stock market tanked and the economy tanked and we started seeing the jobs numbers rise quickly, then the Fed's going to come to the rescue, but we don't see those things. market stands on the backs of Microsoft and Alphabet in the PCE print today. Let's talk a little bit about it. Meta yesterday had a tough day. When combined with the GDP report today, we get Alphabet and Microsoft and personal income and spending. Let's talk about that. PCE was up 2.7% year over year versus expectations of 2.5% in February. So inflation's creeping a little bit higher month to month. The PCE core was unchanged from February. Key takeaway there is recognition that progress on inflation has stalled. Market participants should continue to expect the Fed to stall on any rate cut unless something happens with jobs, the economy, earnings, stock market. There was a little bit of relief that the inflation data wasn't worse than expected. There was some chatter after yesterday's first quarter GDP report that the PCE price indexes could register something on the order of 0.5%. That didn't happen. 10-year Treasury sits at about 4.68%. No big reaction to yesterday and no big reaction to today's economic news. So let's take a look at the market. Amazon and Microsoft to the rescue. Google and Microsoft to the rescue. Sometimes, man, the words just, the S&P 500's up 47. Sitting at 5,100 almost. 5,250 is about our 52-week high, so we're within 100 points, 150 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up fractionally, up 69 points. That's 0.1%. The NASDAQ's up almost 2%, and the Russell is up almost 1%. So all four are doing okay. We looked into the mirror. We saw the darkness. We said 5% correction from the all-time highs. Close. Good enough. We want to get back in. The 10-year Treasury sits at 4.66%. Like I said, not a very big reaction. Bitcoin sits at 63,659. Microsoft is up 10. Still pretty far from its all-time highs at $409. Its all-time highs is at $430. Yields 0.75% in a dividend, which is funny to look at now because as they get bigger, they're going to have to send more of their cash to the dividend. I own shares of Microsoft, and it's weird to say that one day when in retirement, this could be part of my income stream. Right now, everything I've ever bought, every time Microsoft's ever paid a dividend, I've put it back into the stock.
One.
Alphabet's up 10% today, sitting at a 52-week high. Of 172. Their dividend hasn't been factored in yet, but it's going to be less than 0.25%. It's going to be small, all things considered. I have a big event coming up on May 9th. It's just a couple weeks away on a Thursday. You can sign up for the event 6:30 to 8:30 in Palo Alto at the Elks Lodge. Starting to wrap up my last 2 years of live seminars. I might sign on for a little longer after that. I'm not really sure yet. But I'm definitely in my last 15 months of this cycle, so to speak. You can find me online at Rob Black Show. You can sign up for that event 6:30, 8:30, Wealth Preservation Retirement Planning in Palo Alto at the Elks Lodge. Easy parking. I'll be there a good hour before if you want to talk, good hour after. If you want to get lunch, I could even think about doing that, throwing that in for a late lunch before the event starts. It's a bit of a drive for me. Sign up at Rob Black Show.
Maybe you feel like you're in good shape for retirement, but have you really taken everything into account? Find out how you're really doing at a wealth preservation and retirement planning event May 9th in Palo Alto, hosted by Rob Black and CFP Chad Burton of EP Wealth Advisors. Rob will provide timely commentary, and Chad will share specific strategies for taxes, income, long-term care, safe money, retirement products, alternative investments, estate protection goals, and more. If you have at least $500,000 in investable assets and want to retire better, pass on your estate, and minimize taxes, this event is for you. Find out if you're on the right track at this free wealth preservation and retirement planning event. That's Thursday evening, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Space is limited, so sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
So we're having a good day, but we do realize the economy is faltering. Does it mean that it won't get back up on its feet? The area where I don't think we get back up on our feet is housing. The 30-year mortgage yesterday got right back up to its peaks for the year. That will not stimulate demand. People who are buying homes are typically buying them in cash. Not typically, but a very large number. The people who are selling are people that have to, either for a job or retirement. I feel people who are in a home, they don't want to move sideways because the mortgage rate is a big issue. More and more Americans are becoming Alice's. This was a big story that I did this week that I want to talk a little bit more about. Alice's is a term that means they can't afford rent and groceries, and they're falling through the cracks in the country's safety net. It means asset limited, income constrained, and employed. I have a couple friends who that hits pretty well. They're not tech entrepreneurs. They didn't get into they didn't start their own businesses. They work for other people. And a lot of times when you work for corporations, you max out somewhere between that $60,000 and $100,000 income level. And in the Bay Area, that makes you an Alice. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. About 29% of the United States households are considered Alices. 13% of Americans live below the federal poverty level. That's insane. I don't think my kids will be able to do as well as I did for myself, career-wise, maybe even investment-wise. Just throwing that down there for you. Couple things that are, I think, mistakes people make. There's a lot of misconceptions on money and investing. I'm really surprised by that. I like diversification. A lot of people believe that investing in a single company stock usually provides a safer return than a mutual fund or an exchange traded fund. The fact is, investing in one stock is likely putting all your eggs in one basket. I own highly concentrated positions now in NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Apple. What I want to mention about that is I'm using a diversification strategy of options overlay strategy to create income. I'm no longer holding those stocks for growth. I'm holding them for income with some growth, maybe. But also, the rest of my portfolio is really well diversified. I love target funds for people who are under 50. Then they start not working as well for me in my head. Another misconception people have is compound interest. The misconception that is that if you have $100 in a savings account and the interest rate is 4% a year, you'd have $104 after 5 years. That's not right. $100 in a savings account earning interest of 4%. Over 5 years would actually account to $121. So now that interest rates are above 4%, do you see how $100 could become $121 in 5 years and $100,000 could become $121,000? I'm a big fan of compound interest. About 1 in 4 U.S. adults age 50 and older who aren't yet retired expect to never retire. About a quarter of adults age 50 and older say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. I do fear inflation in retirement. I've stated on this air that I feel that I have enough wealth to retire and pass on to my children, and unless they make gambling mistakes or bad business decisions like, hey, let's start a butcher, I think they'll be in a good position. But I do see that inflation eats into everything that I own. Housing costs, rent, mortgage payments. It's brutal. Food, vacations. I can't believe how expensive vacations got in the last 5 years. Feels like 5 years ago, I take a family on four for a really nice vacation at $6,000. Now it feels like $10,000 to $12,000. And while I'm at it, it feels like everyone's putting out their hand going, please give me more. Like tips and everything. And I get it. I'm not immune to seeing what's happening because I just talked about the quote unquote Alice's out there. But man, did it get expensive. Google's up 10% today. That's nice to see. It was my pick for the year as far as the best stock performer. I saw them copying what they saw Meta do the year before. Meta had the year of efficiency, and I saw that giving Google an opportunity to go, you know what? We could do that too. Let go of people, start a dividend, do buybacks, kind of admit that we're becoming a big company. Today, we're seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.25%, getting a little bit weaker as the morning goes on. The S&P 500 is hanging tight right around up 1%. NASDAQ's hanging tight right around up 2%. I have noticed recently that when the mega tech companies do poorly, that you'll see some winners sneak in like Nike, Disney, and McDonald's. And when the mega cap companies do well, you'll see the companies like Disney and Nike slightly underperform Visa, you know, that whole group. Big winner today, NVIDIA up 5%, Amazon up 3%. Google up 10%. Wow.
One.
Can't get over that. 800-516-1220 to get your calls on the air. One thing that I want to throw down is one of the reasons I started changing my show from a growth stock show to a retirement show was when my dad died 25 plus years ago. I started thinking, you know, widows and how we can do a better job of helping people who are in retirement figure out income, figuring out their expenses, figuring out what to avoid. As my mother got older, I saw her being taken advantage of by business opportunities in the financial world, by scammers and the like. Think about your loved ones who are getting older. Help them out. Big event coming up Thursday, May 9th with CFP Chad Burton in Palo Alto at the Elks Lodge, 6:30 to 8:30. It's all about wealth preservation and retirement planning. Sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
What's the best way to choose a financial advisor? Download our guide at robblack.com. That's robblack.com, powered by EP Wealth.
Top U.S. auto safety regulator is investigating Tesla again after Autopilot has reported 20 crashes in the last few months after they did a big recall on Autopilot. The National Highway Travel Safety Administration disclosed today that it's opened a query into Autopilot recall Tesla conducted in December. The agency is concerned as to whether the company's remedy was sufficient, in part due to 20 crashes that have occurred involving vehicles that received Tesla's over-the-air software updates. More than 2 million Tesla vehicles are subject to the probe. Carmaker shares fell today on that news. They're trading down 30% for the year. What I don't like is Elon Musk's exuberance about automated driving systems. I think it's a really cool update to cruise control, but it's not much more than that. I don't feel safe with it in any sort of hairy situation. And I tell that to my kids because my kids are going to be driving in 3-5 years kind of thing. And the worst thought that I could ever have is burying a child. I don't trust the system at this point in time. There's other car companies that have better systems, but I don't want my kids dying, if that makes any sense. One of the things that really frustrates me is I want to get you to retirement. I used to say 1 million was enough. Now the number is at least 1.5 million per person. And again, I don't know how you spend. I don't know if you're expecting to live in a trailer. I don't know if you're expecting to live in Arkansas. you could really lower your cost of living in retirement by living in a country town in a one-bedroom trailer, not eating out of restaurants, not vacationing. But I factor in those other things that are nice, like a vacation, like giving your money to grandkids, not living in the middle of the woods. I know that's going to sound funny, right? I got an email the other day from someone who's 60 years old. And they feel helpless. They have just $15,000 saved. What can I do to increase my retirement saving? And first and foremost, there's more questions to ask. When you ask and you find out that they're going to get a pension because they work for the state of Massachusetts, you're like, oh, how much is that? So you have to ask yourself, you know, let's start getting a budget together. The pension replaces 80% of your current income. That's pretty substantial. If you need 90% of your current income to be replaced, you're going to probably want to work a little bit longer. Income tax, I don't know the state of Massachusetts and what you're going to be paying on your retirement. But if you still have years left of working for a state pension plan, California, police, teachers, where if you work longer, you get paid more, consider it. You got to find out what your payout is. I think you'd always retire and find a new job. So I think you're going to want somewhere between 80 to 90% of your salary replaced, right? When I say that you retire, I want you to have 10 to 20 times your income. That's a pretty broad swath, but let's put it in a simpler way. That's about 25 years of your current income. If you do 20 times your income, that's going to last you at least 25 to 30 years. If you retire at 65, it's going to take you to 90. And have some left over. I don't think people really take into account the cost of retirement and the lack of money coming in. I think if you want to meet with a CFP, I can set that up for you with one of the ones that I work with. Free, complimentary. If you have $500,000 or more, I think $1.5 million should be kind of the area where you really start thinking, do I have enough? Until then, I think you're a wealth accumulator, but after that, you should be a wealth manager. And like I've mentioned once on this show today, as I've hit that 50-year-old mark, I've started putting more of my capital into private debt, private equity, private real estate, and stuff that's professionally managed and not regionally managed. It's meant to be solid. It's not meant to be a local businessman, regulated, to say the least. I've also done things with my wealth that are unique in my 50s now. Like I said, a options overlay strategy where I haven't lost a single share of the companies that I own, and yet I've generated substantial income. On top of, I still have my Alphabet, my Microsoft, I still have those names. Today, we're seeing positive responses is better than expected earnings from Microsoft and Google. We're going to learn more on earnings coming up from Amazon and Apple. Down the road, a couple weeks, is in NVIDIA. They are sold out. They're going to have solid numbers. But this is going to be the last quarter for NVIDIA that's super easy, where you're going to see earnings jump 200%+. After that, that should start slowing. And with competition coming in, it should definitely slow. With that said, do I still like the company? I do. Probably around $1,000 to $1,100, it starts becoming very expensive. But still a very nice name, a quality name with lots of cash. And when you have lots of cash, you can do lots of interesting stuff with it. You can do buybacks, you can do dividends, you could go out and acquire companies, of which I have studied up what NVIDIA is acquiring. They are very aggressive to try to protect their moat. So you their castle with a strong moat of up-and-coming companies. I think it's going to be an interesting summer. as realtors are now going to have to change the way they charge commissions following a Missouri's jury's $1.8 billion finding last year that the National Association of Realtors colluded to keep agents' commissions artificially high. We're going to see some reform. Street fighting is in the association's DNA for the National Association of Realtors. The nation's largest trade group has regularly beaten back antitrust challenges, but now it hasn't. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what that does to home buyers. I think it makes it easier and cheaper to buy a home. In 2007, the average commission to buy a home was 5.2%. Today, before the new law goes into place, it's 5.5%. So it hasn't gotten cheaper, even though the internet has made investing in stocks cheaper. Housing has gotten more expensive. And let's put it this way. A lot of the work that realtors used to do now is automated online. Now, again, I'm not knocking realtors. Kind of am. I'm saying it's an industry that should have seen some price come out of it naturally, and it didn't because they were colluding. Demand is shrinking to buy a home. Prices keep going higher. Sales of previously owned homes dropped 4.3%, so demand is dropping. That's up from late 2023 low point of less than 4 million homes. We saw sales of about 4.1 million, almost 4.2 million. The home sales market looks stuck right now. There's a relatively low supply of homes for sale, and higher mortgage rates are keeping sales low. Some of the commissions, 1-2% coming out, will help. The median home in March sold for $393,000. That's up 4.8% from the previous year. That's pretty nuts. I own homes. I'm not against real estate. But the idea of selling my home and paying the commissions, it's based on the price of the home, is pretty aggressive. So I'm happy to see costs coming down. What else do we need to talk about? I talked a little bit about widows, and I want to talk a little bit more about it one more time. When my father passed away, I set up a checklist for my mother, and I had to go through a checklist and find out what she had, what assets she had, what liabilities she had. I didn't do enough of that when my father was alive. He didn't want to. Widows need to know how much they can count on, especially if they're 67 or older. My mother got my father's financial benefits as a survivor's benefit. He could have set it up where she got more, but he knew she was going to die before he did, and he died 25 years before she did. My father had a life insurance policy that he let expire 6 months, 4 months before he died, when he was told you will be dead in 6 months, and he died 6 months almost to the day. So during that period of time, all he had to do was sign a check, keep paying his insurance, lick a stamp, put it in the mail, and my mother would have got another $400,000, which would have been substantial. But he let it fail. He let it expire. Isn't that funny? My dad wasn't a very nice guy, financially speaking. He made assumptions, is what I'm implying, that were wrong. But he also wasn't a very nice guy, financially speaking. He oftentimes would like 30. Do the taxes and have her sign the last page, but not see everything. I still don't know what was up with that. Anyway, big event coming up May 9th, Thursday. 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Easy parking, easy to get to. It's going to be a wealth preservation retirement planning event with CFP Chad Burton, Social Security, taxes, investments, good products, bad products, and much, much more. You can sign up at robblackshow.com. It's robblackshow.com. I'm Rob Black.
For more information about EP Wealth, visit robblack.com. That's robblack.com.
I do a show dedicated to getting you to retirement. At a very young age, I wanted when I was 18 years old, I was like, I don't want to work till the day I die. That didn't sit well with me. I've done a really good job of teaching you how to invest, teaching you how to accumulate wealth. CFP Chad Burton does a really good job of teaching you how to manage your wealth. I create it. He manages it. That's the formula that we did for 25 years as partners. In the next couple of years, I can see myself doing less because my initial goal was to get to retirement. And now I just want to show my kids that dad can work and they should too. I failed miserably in relationships, miserably. The woman that I should have married in my 20s, I didn't. The woman that I married, should have married in my 30s, I didn't. The woman that I did marry in my 30s, I was divorced in under a year. I haven't been perfect, and I don't want you to think of me trying to pretend I am. You will make mistakes. I've made fewer mistakes than most, as one of the things I like to do is buy more of my winners than sell my losers when it comes to individual names. And when it comes to mutual funds or ETFs for like 401k, things that I don't want to manage, I don't want to be overweighted with my stocks. So I got some small caps, some mid caps, some large caps, some international, some special situations. And let's say last year my large caps were up 30%. So I sold some of them to buy some more small cap and mid cap, which were underperformers. I teach you everything that I can. The NBA television rights are finally up for grabs. The exclusive media rights window for negotiation closed with Disney's ESPN and Warner Brothers TNT, not making a deal. So guess who's going to come into play into the negotiations? Apple, Amazon, Google, and NBC. The contract is expiring after next season, so maybe in 2 years you'll see Apple, Amazon, Google, and NBC as players. The NBA is America's third favorite sport behind football and baseball. I'm a little surprised that they didn't beat baseball. The NBA wants at least one more robust flagship streaming partner that can prioritize games on their platform. The league's also hoping to double the amount of money of its current deal. So it's going to be interesting to watch the negotiations. And could that be a stock mover for Disney? It could. But Disney just wrapped up a 9-year deal that was done in 2014 that paid $26 billion to air 160 regular season games, plus the playoffs and finals between them and TNT. So the NBA wants to double that to $52 billion. Who has the money to drive that kind of a poker chip, so to speak? Apple, Amazon, Google, and NBC, right? And if I'm missing someone there, sorry, but those are the ones I see as obvious players to step in. Americans say basketball is their third favorite sport, like I said, behind football and baseball. In 2023, the NBA had its most watched season in 4 years. With a record 71% of games selling out as fans splurged on stadium tickets after COVID. It's not just the men who are doing well, it's also the women. The WNBA scored record viewership and attendance for last year's season. The ladies are going to want a pay raise from media streaming rights or media rights. The rise of college basketball stars, see Caitlin Clark when I mentioned that, right? Has sparked optimism about growing viewership. I still don't want to go to an NBA game or a WNBA game, but forgive me. I want to spend my money elsewhere. One of the funnier things that I ever told you was when I first came to California, I wanted to see a Raiders game. Because when you grow up on the East Coast and you grow up overseas, you see the Raiders fans all over TV. And they're nuts. You hear about them, epic parties before the game, tailgating. So I went to a Raiders game. A friend of mine got me tickets and we went. And I was surprised to see the tailgate was crazy. I saw dollars. I saw how much people spend on their costumes as well as on their food. And then on their tickets and the beer. Now, forgive me for saying this, I also look at a lot of the Raider fans and go, I wonder if they've got enough money saved for retirement. So when I went to U2's The Sphere earlier this year, you know what I did? I was like, I wonder if these people have enough money for retirement. Everywhere I go, I ask that question, and it's horrible. I can't just enjoy. But I still wonder, I wonder if these people have enough money for retirement. So the NBA story to me, yes, I'll figure out a way to parlay that into a Nike story, an Apple story, an Amazon, Google in future episodes. But when they're asking for a doubling of $26 billion to $52 billion, ticket prices are going higher. And I just go, I wonder if these people can afford this. Southwest, big story of the week is it looks like they're looking to get rid of their boarding situation because they want to make more money. They see everyone else like United Airlines, Alaska Air, Delta, all pulling in big money for where you sit. Even sometimes when the door flies off the plane, big money. Anyhow, let's take a look at the markets and wrap up this week, shall we?
One.
Markets are doing well. Microsoft and Google told us that enterprise businesses, and I read you the financials earlier on the breakdown of how they did with business sales versus consumer sales. The business sales was where it's at. That's what we missed with Meta. Meta's going to be fine over the next 5 years.
30.
But it's going to take them a little time to ramp up their AI, whereas Microsoft and Google are already starting to monetize it. Big winner, NVIDIA, of course. Big event coming up May 9th. I'd like to see you. It's my favorite part of this business now is talking to you and emailing you. If you want to email me, with Rob at Rob Black Show. But if you want to think about retirement, come to the event, Wealth Preservation Retirement Planning, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto, May the 9th, 6:30 to 8:30. It's a Thursday. Sign up at robblackshow.com.
Maybe you feel like you're in good shape for retirement, but have you really taken everything into account? Find out how you're really doing at a Wealth Preservation and Retirement Planning event, May 9th in Palo Alto, hosted by Rob Black and CFP Chad Burton of EP Wealth Advisors. Rob will provide timely commentary, and Chad will share specific strategies for taxes, income, long-term care, safe money, retirement products, alternative investments, estate protection goals, and more. If you have at least $500,000 in investable assets and want to retire better, pass on your estate, and minimize taxes, this event is for you. Find out if you're on the right track at this free Wealth Preservation and Retirement Planning event. That's Thursday evening, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Space is limited, so sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.